Today's episode is brought to you by Canva. We're all looking for ways to make an impact at work, but not all of us are skilled in visual design. Canva helps you get your point across, simply and beautifully. It's easy to design Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, and videos. You start with a designer-made template and customize it with your content. Plus, add graphics, charts, and more from Canva's massive media library. Whatever department you work in, Canva is perfect for any task. Sales decks, hiring docs, marketing brainstorms, employee videos, you name it. Anyone at work can design with Canva. Start designing today at canva.com. Designed for work.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hears from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Welcome to Brainstuff, a production of iHeartRadio.
Hey, Brainstuff, Lauren Vogelbaum here. You've seen one bat, but you most definitely haven't seen them all. That's because after rodents, bats make up the second largest order of mammals. There are over 900 different species fluttering around, from a bumblebee-sized hog-nosed bat to gentle giants with wingspans of 5 feet, that's a meter and a half or longer. Most bats eat insects, and often in copious amounts. Then you've got your big game hunters, bats who have evolved strong enough jaw muscles that they can prey on vertebrates, such as fish, lizards, or birds. And, of course, the blood-drinking vampire bats from Central and South America need no introduction. But not all bats are carnivores, or vampiric. About 300 species eat fruits and other plant products to survive, which works out great for the rest of us, because those flying creatures really help the environment. One of the most important families of bats is the Pteropodidae, also known as the Old World fruit bats. They hang out in tropical and subtropical parts of Africa, Eurasia, Australia, and many Pacific islands. Remember those gentle giants we mentioned above? Those would be the flying foxes, which are enormous pteropodids that represent the largest bats alive today. A species called the giant golden-crowned flying fox can weigh 2.5 pounds, or about a kilo, which, trust us, is big for a bat. You may be relieved to hear that it is a fruit eater, or frugivore, with a taste for figs. For the article this episode is based on, How Stuff Works spoke via email with biologist Liam McGuire, an assistant professor at Texas Tech University. He said, pteropodids eat primarily fruit and nectar. For example, nectar from the flowers of eucalypt trees is a very important food source for several species of flying foxes in Australia. But pteropodid diets can also include other plants, pollen, leaves, and sometimes insects. Shoots, bark, and sap are also fair game. But hey, if you think the name Old World fruit bats implies the existence of New World fruit bats, you're right. Indeed, the Americas have no shortage of winged fruit fanciers. The Phyllostomidae is another large bat family, one that's distributed across the neotropics of North, South, and Central America, plus the Caribbean. While many species are committed insect hunters, dozens of these animals incorporate plant matter into their diets. Depending on the bat in question, fruits, nectars, pollen, or seeds may be fair game. HowStuffWorks also spoke via email with Niberto Giannini, a mammalogist and research associate at the American Museum of Natural History. He said, frugivorous bats in both the Old World and the New World tropics eat a variety of fruits that tend to be scented, relatively large, green to yellow in color, and exposed away from branches and leaves. So, for example, bananas, mangoes, figs, and dates are all favorite foods for fruit bats. Those Old World pteropodids alone feed on more than 1,000 different plant species. Over 2/3 of these grow fruits that bats like to consume. And usually, this relationship has mutual benefits. Seeds swallowed by fruit bats get released elsewhere when the animals poop. According to a study from 1999, tropical bats in some parts of Mexico distribute more seeds in this manner than fruit-eating birds do. After a forested place is devastated by wildfires, droughts, or human activities, fruit bats help it bounce back. Research suggests that a colony of some 152,000 African straw-colored fruit bats can distribute more than 300,000 seeds in a single night. This could be enough to get the reforestation process started across nearly 2,000 acres or 800 hectares of land. Flower and nectar eaters do their part as well. Bats are pollinators for upward of 530 types of plants, such as balsa trees, bananas, and assorted cactuses. Then we have agave, a key ingredient in tequila, and sweet agave syrup. Migratory bats eat the nectar from their flowers. In the process, the mammals spread agave pollen around, cross-fertilizing the plants as they go. Worldwide, echolocation is the system by which roughly 1,000 species of bats find food and avoid obstacles. Echolocation is a sound-based navigational strategy. The process starts when an animal releases high-frequency sound waves through its nose or mouth. By carefully listening for the echo of those sounds, the sender can decipher a lot about its surroundings. That's how predatory bats track down moths and mosquitoes in pitch-black darkness. But unlike insects, a piece of fruit can't fly away. Regardless, Giannini explained, quote, all New World frugivorous bats use echolocation. This type is called sophisticated laryngeal echolocation, and it's essentially a laryngeal call emitted through the nostrils and modulated using a nose leaf. Nose leaves are sort of pointed, leafy-looking structures found around the nasal openings on many bat species' faces. In the rest of the world, most fruit bats don't echolocate, with a few interesting exceptions. McGuire said, among the pteropodidae, there are bats in the genus Rhacetus that echolocate by clicking their tongues. This mode of echolocation has often been considered primitive, but studies have shown that their tongue-click echolocation is quite sophisticated. Other old-world fruit bats make clicking noises with their wings. It's not echolocation in the traditional sense, but echoes from those clicks do help the animals get around. And to aid in their quest for vegetarian goodies, many fruit bats around the world have evolved a keen sense of smell. And flying foxes possess great eyesight as well. So much for the old myth that bats are blind. Today's episode is based on the article Fruit Bats Are the Best Pollinators and Suppliers of Tequila on HowStuffWorks.com, written by Mark Mancini. Brainstuff is a production of iHeartRadio in partnership with HowStuffWorks.com and is produced by Tyler Klang. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. Today's episode is brought to you by Canva. We're all looking for ways to make an impact at work, but not all of us are skilled in visual design. Canva helps you get your point across, simply and beautifully. It's easy to design Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, and videos. You start with a designer-made template and customize it with your content. Plus, add graphics, charts, and more from Canva's massive media library. Whatever department you work in, Canva is perfect for any task. Sales decks, hiring docs, marketing brainstorms, employee videos, you name it. Anyone at work can design with Canva. Start designing today at canva.com. Designed for work.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.